Random House Audio presents Skeleton Justice by Dr. Michael Bodden and Linda Kenny Bodden. Read for you by Michelle Santopietro. There is no such thing as justice, in or out of court. Clarence Darrow. Chapter 1. The harsh buzz of the doorbell shocked the knife out of Annabelle Fiore's hand. She jumped back to avoid being nicked by the blade as it clattered to the floor. Just what I need right now. Chop off my own toe. As Annabelle put the knife safely on the counter, the microwave clock rolled to 7 o'clock. The Lings were unfashionably punctual. She had been counting on their tardiness to give her time to finish making the salad. But Rosemary and David weren't expecting to be entertained. Her friends were here to distract her from pre-opening night jitters. Relax her. They'd be happy to sit in the kitchen while she cooked. Annabelle crossed the foyer and opened the door of her Greenwich Village brownstone. The final aria from Tosca, piped through her high-end sound system, tumbled into the rain-darkened street. Welcome. A person dressed in black, not Rosemary, not David, pushed Annabelle backward. A hand, gloved despite the balmy night, grasped her forearm. A steel-toed boot kicked the door closed. Annabelle opened her mouth. The quick intake of breath needed to scream accelerated her downfall. A cloying, harsh scent burned her nose and mouth as a thick square of damp cloth pressed into her face. The bold tones of the Roger Selden abstract paintings on the foyer wall faded into the distance. Annabelle's knees buckled, and the gloved hand released it.